Hey everybody, and welcome to the show. It's been a big week in news, lots of things happening everywhere. I mean, we've got the corruption in the United States and the breakdown of our justice system. We've got the CBDCs, the continued march on towards new and more deadly vaccines that are going to kill everybody, because that's really all they do. And I take that back. That's not true. They also make it so you can't reproduce and provide lifelong illnesses. But all these things are happening. One of the things that I really am looking forward to talking about here, though, is why is it that we keep funding Nazis? Why is it that the ADL isn't speaking out against Nazis? Why is it that we've got people out there supporting Nazis and Hitler, and the United States is funding them, and the ADL isn't speaking out about it? We need to stop. This is sick. Who supports Nazis? Apparently we do. All right, we got that and a whole bunch more. We'll be right back.
SAT123.com, they have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement, and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Hello, I'm Anna Kane with The Flame.
And I'm Nicola Rosco with The Flame.
And we just want to thank Brighteon for having us on their show. And we want to encourage everybody to break out of the movable middle, go to theflameusa.com, get your subscription to our fastest growing newspaper. And thank you, Mike Adams, for having us.
Thank you, Mike Adams, for having us. We love you.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard-won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at BrighteonStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Brighteon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Okay, glad to be back, everybody. Yeah, you know, sometimes when you do these things, and it's a great honor, you know, I get to do these shows and I get to do this stuff. And yeah, we're all highly professional broadcasters here. But I got to tell you, if people knew some of the conversations that happen off air between breaks, it's just great stuff. That's how you know you got a good crew, good people working with you, because you just have these great conversations that are hilarious and awesome. But anyways, back to the topic at hand, right? Joe Biden loves Nazis. How about that? Can we title this episode Joe Biden Loves Nazis? Okay. So let me explain what I'm saying here. And I've got kind of this issue going on because it seems like I've had a number of friends tell me that they're getting hit on by the ADL. And I've never really known much about them. Like, I always support the ADLs conceptually in the sense that, you know, anti-defamation, I don't want people like ripping the Jews or anybody else, right? I don't care if you're Jewish or black or white or green or yellow. We all got to, you know, I mean, we're all people. We all bleed red. And we all have the right to believe as we choose religiously, right? So the idea, you know, a group that's trying to keep down the anti-Semitism, well, okay, that's a good cause, right? But I didn't realize, and apparently what's going on is ADL has really kind of turned into a left-wing political hit piece, which is not a huge surprise. It looks like they're trying to become the next iteration of the Southern Poverty Law Center, because that crew of lunatics has been so discredited that nobody can really, I mean, they're meaningless, right? They're great for stealing money and this, that, and other, but I don't think anybody credible actually cares about anything they say anymore. But the ADL, you know, they still seem to have some pull. And I see, you know, we got this stuff going on with Musk and everything else. But here's the thing, right? So I've been looking at this. And I started going through their website, and they got a bunch of stuff up there, and it's very left-wing. It's all, you know, this, that, and other. And what I didn't see were two huge, huge things that are red flags for me that suggest that maybe they aren't actually about defamation and anti-Semitism. And maybe they're more just left-wing hit pieces, mouthpieces, right? And let me share the two things that I saw. One, they're both omissions, right? They're both omissions. One, I don't see anywhere where they're speaking out against the money we're sending to Ukraine. And two is I don't see anywhere where they're speaking out against Yuval Noah Harari. Why does that matter? Well, every time we send a penny to Ukraine, we're essentially supporting Nazis. I mean, they have Nazis as a part of their military. They have a huge Nazi faction in the Ukraine. It's huge. In fact, I look over here at my stack of stuff, and I see, you know, that there's all of the stuff. They've got the Azov Battalion, right? The Azov Battalion is well known. There's tons of pictures, tons of evidence. These guys are very, very Nazi-esque. They use a lot of symbols of the Nazis. They use a lot of the stuff of the Nazis. And the mainstream media tries to cover it up. But the simple reality is that it can't be denied. There's way too many pictures and too much evidence about this. This battalion, the Azov Battalion, is absolutely tied in with Nazi ideology from through and through. Yet they're a big part of the Ukrainian military. The military that we're sending billions of dollars to. We're sending billions of dollars to support a group of people that allow Nazis in their military. Listen, I understand there's a war going on. There's probably some innocent people in Ukraine. But if the innocent people in Ukraine can't get the Nazis out of their military, then I don't want to send them a penny, right? The idea that this is somehow some sort of a humanitarian thing or a positive thing, there's no good guys in the Russia-Ukraine war. None. Ukraine is rotten through and through. You have Nazis in your military. You are not good. I don't want to support a nation that has Nazis in their military. But Joe Biden does. So does Lindsey Graham. So does Mitch McConnell. They can't send, apparently so does Nikki Haley. They can't send enough money to Ukraine. I mean, Americans are starving. We're completely broke. Our economy's collapsing. The dollar is getting devalued and losing its status as global reserve currency. And yet, we don't get anything on that. Nothing, right? Absolutely nothing. So all we get on that is we're going to send more money to Nazis in Ukraine, right? We're going to send to devalue the dollar, raise the debt, all these different things. We're going to send them more dollars so that they can have a Nazi regiment in their military. I mean, why? Why would we do that? There's no strategic value to Ukraine. Ukraine's a useless piece of land to us. I mean, why the hell are we sending them hundreds of billions of dollars? I mean, it's ridiculous. So, yeah, this whole Ukrainian thing, and understand, right? So I'm looking over at a stack of stuff, right? These guys, their general, Valery Zelzuny, I don't know if I'm saying that right, Zelzuny, commander-in-chief of the armed forces in Ukraine, has been pictured wearing a bracelet on his right wrist that features the outline of a swastika. Really? Really? And then we got this guy, this bonehead or whatever his name is, this buffoon that's down in Florida threatening Laura Loomer, who is apparently working with our FBI and all those people on January 6th, and now is down in Florida doing stuff. And he seems to be an FBI informant, who also apparently is a Nazi. Are you kidding me? Why are we funding Nazis? Where is the ADL on this? Why is the ADL not speaking out about the Nazis? And don't say they're not there. We've got so much evidence. There's so much documentation on this. Do not try and tell me that they're not there. The fact that the mainstream media doesn't want to report on it doesn't mean it's not true. They don't want to report on anything that's true. It's ridiculous. No, we have Nazis all over the Ukraine. And yet we continue to send billions and billions of dollars in weapons and all these things. Why? Do we need a Nazi faction? We need some country that, you know, it's ran by Nazis? Is that what we need? Are we protecting something there? So are we protecting the Fourth Reich? I don't know. Right, but apparently Biden likes Nazis. He's got them working inside on J6. He's got them money sending over to Ukraine. And apparently the ADL has no problem with this, because I have nothing that I've been able to find on their website about them complaining about us sending money to Ukraine to support Nazis. Okay, now let's move on to the other part. Yuval Noah Harari. Yuval Noah Harari, for anybody that doesn't know, is Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum's chief scientific advisor, which is interesting because he's not a scientist. He's a historian, right? So Yuval Noah Harari, the historian, is the chief scientific advisor to Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum. Now, if you're watching this show, you know who the World Economic Forum is, right? That's a bunch of big corporations that want to take over the world and control us all. And they're pushing the Fourth Industrial Revolution, the Great Reset, and all the things that are happening. They were the ones behind COVID. They were the ones, you know, working with CCP and all their partners. I mean, listen, World Economic Forum has brought us nothing but evil and bad. And Yuval Noah Harari is their chief scientific advisor. Well, here's the thing. So I think he's a racial Jew. I'm not sure. But I don't really care, because he's an anti-Semite. And why do I say that? Well, because what he does is he goes out and he speaks constantly about Hitler. This guy literally talks about Hitler like he's his favorite guy. I mean, he brags about Hitler. He talks about, you know, if Hitler had the technology we had today, you know, he could have done so much more and all this stuff. He's even made comments about Goebbels. I mean, this guy is like the biggest Nazi fan I've ever seen, yet nothing from the ADL about it. If Trump said half of what Yuval Noah Harari said, if Trump even hinted at what Yuval Noah Harari said, Trump would have been excoriated in a 10,000. He'd have probably been crucified. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But these guys, ADL, will not talk about this. Why? Why is that? Why are they afraid to talk about this? Why are they afraid to deal with or to address Yuval Noah Harari's anti-Semitism? Why are they afraid to address the Nazis in Ukraine? Why do they keep avoiding people who truly have Nazi ideology when those Nazi buttholes, sorry, trying to watch my language, I mean, they killed 6 million Jews. They're the most evil group of people in history. I'm trying to stand up for my Jewish brothers and sisters right now, right? And I'm asking where their guardians at the ADL are. Where are their guardians? Where are they? Now, I will tell y'all that I did notice that the ADL has a submission form where you can submit, when you see anti-Semitic behavior or other such issues. I hope 10,000 people submit a form about Yuval Noah Harari and the Nazis in Ukraine. Send every picture you can find, because they need to. Apparently, they're not aware, right? I mean, it couldn't just be that political. It's obvious that they're just unaware, right? This is sick. This is absolutely sickening, right? These people are ill. There's something wrong with them. But to put yourself out there is, you know, the group that's going to fight anti-Semitism while ignoring it wildly when it's politically expedient for you. This is an awful thing. And I'm calling my Jewish brothers and sisters out right now. I'm asking you guys, take a look at what's happening here, folks. I mean, they're stabbing you in the back. These guys who claim to be watching your back, I mean, they're all for standing up for George Soros, who makes money off of Ukraine. You know, you know, guys like that, but they don't care about the Nazis. That's the height of hypocrisy. It's sickening. I mean, can you imagine anybody on this planet outside of Yuval Noah Harari running around praising Hitler in speech after speech, that then continued to get invited back to your Harvards and Yales and New York Times? Don't tell me he's a historian so he can talk about that, because he's praising Hitler. I don't care if you're a historian. You don't praise Hitler. Anyways, folks, this whole thing just literally makes me sick. And this double standard makes me sick. And it's kind of like, I mean, you know, it looks like they're the next iteration of Southern Poverty Law Center. I don't know. I've never really looked at them too much until recently. You know, I started looking at these guys and it's like, really? Really? All right. So I want to move on from that. I want to talk a little bit about the new wave of vaccines. They've got the new set of boosters, and they also have mRNA getting integrated into flu shots and shingle shots this year. So, by the way, if you're trying to avoid the COVID shot and you think you're going to take a flu shot or a shingle shot, you better make sure that it's not a flu shot or shingle shot with modified RNA or mRNA in it. Because they're integrating it, and they're not going to tell you. Nobody gets informed consent. They just give you whatever shot. So just be aware that if you get this, you know, it's going to poison you. And by the way, the new COVID shots that they just, you know, decided are fine. They're not for the current variant. And they're not going to work any better than old ones. It's just another set of mRNA poison that's made to design and designed to modify your genetics and to screw with your well, I guess who you are and what you are. So there's that. The other thing that we really got to start focusing on is something that I saw is in Natural News. You know, that's Mike's crew. That's Bridie on Natural News. And by the way, go to the Bridie on store. Tell them Ren sent you. You'll get a discount if you use the checkout Ren's. And yeah, it's a good thing. It helps Mike. It helps us. It helps everybody. It's a good thing. So if you need anything from the Brighteon store, tell them Ren sent you. But one of the things I saw is he put out an article recently, top six ways the genocide cult wants to force vaccinate all humans except themselves and their own children. Okay. This is important. And I've been talking about this stuff for quite some time, but I thought, whoever wrote this, it was, let's see, who did write this? I don't know. Somebody wrote it. But anyways, maybe Mike wrote it. I don't know. But whoever did it did a good job of pulling some things together. And I like their 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 list, right? So, one, these are the six ways that they're going to get these jabs in you. And I want to talk about this, right? One, gene mutation injections disguised as vaccines. Two, chemtrails deployed over populations. Three, microneedle patches. Four, hidden in the food supply, starting with meat. Five, genetically modified mosquitoes. And six, shedding of spike proteins from vaccinated to unvaccinated masses. Okay, so I want to talk about each of these because this is really a very, very legitimate list in a lot of ways. So the first, the gene mutation injections, all of the mod RNA, all of these injections, saRNA, mod RNA, all these RNA technologies and DNA technologies, these are not vaccines, these are gene therapies. Pfizer and Moderna admitted that in their filings to the federal government. These are gene therapies, folks. Okay, they're designed to modify your genes. They're designed to modify your makeup. That's what they do. Okay, they're not vaccines. They don't do anything like a vaccine. They modify your genes. They're calling them vaccines because they want the immunity and they want the this and they want the that, but they are not vaccines. All right, so that's number one. Number two, chemtrails deployed over populations. That one is the one on this list that I think is most controversial, but not unfounded. Let me explain why. There's been numerous studies and there's numerous papers and they're doing a lot of work, and we know that they can successfully aerosolize vaccines. We know that they've been working to be able to use aerosolized vaccines to, for example, in veterinary medicine, vaccinate flocks of chickens, right? Or an egg, right? So they would aerosolize the vaccine, spray it over the chickens, and the chickens would all be vaccinated with some sort of a modRNA poison, or saRNA or whatever it is. So that's working, right? Now the question is chemtrails. Can they put the vaccines into chemtrails? And I've heard rumors that they can, but I don't have the proof, right? I don't have that smoking gun yet. I'm looking though, and I'm very curious. I know they can aerosolize it, but can they aerosolize it to where it can come out of a giant airplane at however many feet up in the air and still get down and infect people? I don't know that. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of variables with that, how high you are when you drop it. You know, there's all sorts of things that you got to look at. But the important thing to know here is that they can absolutely aerosolize vaccines. These modRNA vaccines can be pumped into there. Now, whether it's through chemtrails or not, I don't know. The microneedle patches are yes. Those are just yes. They can do those. And there's rumors that some of these, that they're going to tie these microneedle patches in with CBDCs in some way, shape, or form. There's some really interesting images that. So there are some images that I've got from different papers. Some papers talking about CBDCs and tracking them with a digital ID, and others about COVID vaccines and the microneedle patches. It's very bizarre because the microneedle patches and the CBDC vaccine tracking chips or whatever they are exactly identical, and they've got a bizarre shape, so it's noticeable. And I don't know whether they're intending to track through the vaccine or track through, you know, the patch or both, but there seems to be, and it's correlation, there's no direct relationship, but they look identical. So, you know, I got to believe that there's some tie. It's all the same people, right? So, and they're trying to make sure that you're genetically modified so that you are identifiable to computers and that you can be tracked and everything. That's a big deal. They want to get in your head and, you know, I think it's ridiculous. It sounds like sci-fi, but that's what, you know, the WEF people are talking about, like Harari. All right. So the microneedle patches, and like I said, I've seen, you know, graphics and drawings and things that really tie those in with CBDCs as well. But they do work for delivering vaccines. They're a feasible thing. Number four, hidden in the food supply starting with meat. Yep. Don't know what to say about that. Just yep. You know, there was this idea that, you know, oh, mRNA can't survive. It would never make it through cooking or digestion or anything else. That's not true. That's not true. Because, well, it's true that mRNA wouldn't. mRNA stands for messenger RNA. But the M in the Pfizer vaccine, Moderna vaccine, is actually mod RNA, because they've corrupt and they've lied and they've defrauded the world. Everybody thinks it's messenger RNA, and messenger RNA would not survive all that stuff. Mod RNA, however, was specifically designed to be more durable. Well, is that going to work? It very well may. We don't know that that can't. And we also don't know what all it does. So, but yes, and there have been studies that show that if they vaccinate animals, you know, there's potential for transmissibility. So this is a known thing, right? This is, and it's coming, and they're doing more of it. Number five, genetically modified mosquitoes. Thank you, Bill Gates. Right, Bill Gates has been working on genetically modifying mosquitoes, not only to get rid of the mosquitoes, because right, he's releasing all these genetically modified mosquitoes all over the country now through his companies that were designed to, so they can presumably limit, you know, transmission of some of these diseases. But guess what else Bill Gates can do with his mosquitoes? He can vaccinate you. We know he can do malaria, and we're not sure what else he can do, but we know that he can modify these mosquitoes so that when they bite you, you get a little bit of vaccine. We know that because he did it. The papers are published. They're out there. Even NPR did a report on this. Nobody's going to tell me that NPR is anything but leftist. If they're out there bragging that you can do this, Trust me, you can do it. So yeah, there's no question the GMO mosquitoes, and it sounds sci-fi, but you know, what can I say? It's true. The last thing on the list, number six, is shedding of spike proteins from vaccinated to unvaccinated masses. This is a very real thing. Pfizer admitted concerns of it in its initial studies of the RNA vaccines that aren't vaccines, but they admitted, you know, there was a reportable safety event if there was contact with pregnant nursing women. Why? Well, because of shedding. The FDA, when they gave the approval for Comirnaty, required, and Pfizer agreed, to do a study on shedding in their gene therapy products. That's what the study was about. There's been numerous other things. And we know that there's studies out there, a bunch of things show that, you know, you can exhale RNA. And these RNA-type things are very potentially exhalable. Now, here's the thing about this. We don't know how much impact that has, right? I don't know if you can actually get vaccinated from it, or you're just getting some spikes in there, you're just getting a little bit of RNA that, you know, gets washed out. I don't know what happens with that. But is shedding real? It's absolutely real. There's no question about it. Skin to skin, we think breathing, probably body fluids. These vaccines are probably very much STDs, you know, amongst other things, but it is what it is, folks. So that's what's going on. I need your support at TomRens.com and at the Rens Law Give, Send, Go. We do need some funding. If you can give us $5 a week, that would be a game changer if people could do that. You know, they're going to Give, Send, Go at Rens Law, and we'd appreciate that very much. Subscribe to our Substack. We'll see you next week.